2020 was a record year for U.S. beef exports to sub-Saharan Africa, and Matt Copeland, U.S. Meat Export Federation representative in the region, sees great potential for further growth. He has more in this USMEF report.
It's a populous region. We know that up to 2100, we'll still see huge growth rates in population here. And feeding those folk, we've got to be front-footed and we've got to be paving the way and pioneering for our members. So I'm excited because I think we've got a good foothold. We've got good communication channels open with all the major players in the region. South Africa is becoming a more important market in terms of beef variety meats coming here. Angola, Gabon, Ghana, Cote d'Ivoire, Senegal, Guinea. And then Mozambique, they're starting to use a bit more of the product. Australia used to have a higher market share percentage in terms of their offal exports. But slaughter numbers in Australia are really low. The UK and Ireland are doing the same thing. So there is a shortage from them. So we have a shortage. We have demand for the product. And you have an abnormal protection for chicken. In South Africa, there is a 62% duty placed on chicken imports, particularly brown meat. But that is beautiful for us because it means you get to trade up into that space.
To move the market beyond beef variety meat, USMEF is promoting ungraded beef cuts to key buyers.
It can't be given a USDA grading because of the age of the animal. So the animal is older than 3 years, so it makes no role. But when you break that carcass down and you cut out the prime muscle cuts, the marble score in that product, for me in South Africa, it beats some of our Wagyu genetics. That product has a little bit more age to it, but in terms of flavor profile and in terms of tenderness, it's really, really amazing. In the hands of the right chef, that product is an absolute win. In terms of price, it's probably trading at 70% of choice. So for an entry point, if you're in a very price-sensitive market, it makes all the sense in the world to take that product.
For more information, please visit USMEF.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.